In less than 2 years, H2 Ohio has spurred dozens of water quality improvement projects from Lake Erie to the Ohio River, and supporters say the program is just getting started. Governor Mike DeWine's biannual budget plan includes continued funding for the H2 Ohio initiative, which was launched in late 2019 to reduce harmful algal blooms, improve wastewater infrastructure, and address lead contamination. Cody Weisbrot with the Nature Conservancy in Ohio says the H2 Ohio program has enjoyed robust support from a unique combination of stakeholders.
Some of the most vocal supporters have really been the Farm Bureau and the agricultural community, and then the conservation and environmental community. And then there are also business and community organizations. I think we all recognize that this is really a once-in-a-generation opportunity.
H2 Ohio's budget request for fiscal years 2022 through 2023 is about $240 million that would be distributed between Ohio Department of Natural Resources, Ohio Department of Agriculture, the Ohio EPA, and the Ohio Lake Erie Commission. Weisbrot contends that losing the funding would derail the progress H2 Ohio stands to make and put irreplaceable waters at risk. The Ohio Department of Agriculture is leading the program's efforts to reduce phosphorus runoff that contributes to algal blooms. Wood County farmer Chris Schwartz is among the more than 1,800 farmers and producers receiving funding for cover crops, crop rotation, soil testing, and other best practices. He explains that the program currently is focusing on the Maumee River watershed, but is expected to extend to other parts of the state in the future.
A lot of producers have done some of these practices before, but we're kind of raising the bar on them and making them just a little harder to do, but more beneficial for water quality. Once they get going, producers are going to see that these practices can blend into their normal operations pretty well.
More than 1 million acres of farmland use best management practices. H2 Ohio has also spurred wetland projects to filter more than 80,000 acres of wetland, repair or replaced 180 home sewage treatment systems, and served 4,000 people with new drinking water projects. This is Mary Sherman, Ohio News Connection.